Thank you for calling Quest Via Membership. My name is Abraxas. May I please have your last name and zip code?
Yes, it's Claire, C L A I R E, and my zip code is 98375.
I can hear you with your zip code. Could you repeat that?
98375.
And what's the first name?
Ember, E-M-B-E-R.
And your address?
It's 8401 172nd Street Court East, Puyallup, Washington, 98375.
Okay. And how may I help you?
Hopefully there are notes there. I was working with another agent. We got disconnected and they didn't call me back.
One moment. Let's see. No notes.
Okay. So the other person had it set up. There was a problem with my account where there are two accounts and there's only supposed to be one account. And so they stopped one account, and they were in the process of moving the $2.98, I think it is, payment to renew the second account. And she had given me a temporary password because she was going in and doing it, and I can't get into anything now, and I'm not sure where we're at. I think one has been canceled and that the other one is set up to be renewed for the $2 and something cents, but I'm not positive.
Okay. What I see, I don't see any notes on this account. I see both of the accounts are canceled.
Okay.
I don't know what the other person did, and it was refunded to your card.
So, the AdamsClaire@comcast.net was the one that was going, because that one doesn't, according to her, it doesn't have any of my classes and stuff on it. That one was going to be canceled and the $2 and whatever amount refunded. And then the eClaire 8401 has all my classes on it. And so that one was going to be renewed using the coupon for the $2 and something cents.
And you said you have one with AdamsClaire?
Yes. So AdamsClaire, I have two accounts. I didn't mean to have two accounts, but I have two accounts. All I was trying to do was change my email and renew my subscription. So,
yeah, see that.
The AdamsClaire, that one doesn't have anything on it, correct?
Yes, that was refunded.
Okay. And so there's no classes or anything like that.
Let me check to make sure.
Yeah, I just want to make sure everything's in one place.
Yeah, I understand. One moment. No, that one don't have any classes on it.
Okay, good. So that's the one that I did by mistake when I was trying to reset up, you know, do the thing. Okay, so then the eClaire 8401, did that one, has it been renewed with the coupon code yet?
No, ma'am.
Okay, so I think that's at where the stage where we are at. And then I cannot do it because I have been blocked out
Yeah. Hold on 1 second. I'm going to add it to your cart, and you can, and I'll give you your information, and you can get in there and pay for it. Hold on 1 second. Add it right now. Okay, you got 4 day classes on this account. And let me get the $2.49 offer for you and send it to you. Put it in your cart. And then, did she give you a temporary password?
She did, but when I tried to use it, it locked me out. So the temporary password was ABC123. I did it as all caps, so I don't know if I screwed it up that way or
what happened. Oh. Everything should be. I don't know if she did it lowercase. Let me make sure. Normally, when we give you that temporary password, normally it's lowercase. I'm not sure what the other agent did. 1 second.
Okay.
Yep, it's in your cart. Go back to your account. Let me put a temporary password in here. Okay. Everything is lowercase.
Okay, and it's the same one?
Yes.
No, it's still saying I'm blocked.
I believe your IP. Do it say something about IP? Your IP is blocked. Yeah, it will take at least an hour for you to be able to get back in the system.
Okay. Can I give you my card so you can do it so I can make everything done, or should I wait and log back in? I'm over in the Puyallup area, so I just want to make sure that you guys are still available because you're only open until, 2 o'clock our time?
And until 5.
So it's not 5 o'clock our time, though.
No. We are central time, so we're open until 5. So I don't know what time it is, where you're located. Because it's right now where I'm located is 127.
Cool. Yeah, and it's 11:27 here. So you're open until 3 o'clock.
So I can get your information, your card number, so I can go ahead and sign you up for the $2.49 membership. It'll be $2.72 with tax.
Okay.
And your billing address is 172nd Street. All right. And what's the first name on the card?
It's Ember, E-M-B-E-R.
And last name is Adams?
Nope, it's Clary, C-L-A-I-R-E.
Mm-hmm. 1 second. Let's see. L-A-I-R-E. In the state of Washington?
Yes.
Zip code 98375?
Yep.
Okay. So your total is $2.72. I'm ready when you are.
Okay. It's 4100.
Mm-hmm.
3900. 4706. 3553.
You said 3553?
Yes.
Expiration date?
4/21.
Three-digit code on the back.
150.
One moment. Hold on one sec. I'm trying to see what is create account password. Is there a crowd field? What is this talking about? Okay, let me try it again. One moment.
And I forgot to ask, do you have my number on there so that if we get disconnected, you can call me back?
Mm-hmm. I do. I have your number. It's 253-527-8627.
Yes. The other person didn't ever call back, so I just wanted to make sure.
Yeah, I'd like to normally call my customers back if we get disconnected. A lot of people do, and then you have some people that don't do their job, so. Let's see. I need your card again. I wasn't logged in for some reason and wouldn't let the discount code go through because it didn't go through.
Okay. So do you need me to give it to you again?
One moment. Let me log in your account.
Okay.
Okay, I'm ready now.
First, I just put it down.
I apologize.
4100 3900 4706 3553.
Expiration?
4/21.
3-digit call number back.
150.
150?
Yes.
One moment. It's processing one moment. Okay, it went through. Let me give you a confirmation number, order number.
Okay.
It's 12178012. And you are good for a whole year. And your expiration date is January 8, 2022. Now, with the $2.49 membership, you won't receive a 45-day notice letting you know that your membership is about to expire.
Okay. I'll just write it in my calendar, so that'll be just fine. And then you said I will be, so when I go to get back into my account in an hour, do I use the temporary?
Mm-hmm. You'll use ABC 123. Everything is lowercase.
Okay. Got it. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Let me notate your account in case you have any more questions. You can see who you spoke with, and someone can transfer you over to me, or you can call and ask for me. It's up to you.
Tell me your name again, please. I'll write
my name is Abraxas.
How do you spell that?
A is in apple, B as in boy, R A X I S as in Sam.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Let me notate your account. All right, I notate this account.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome, ma'am. You take care, and thank you for calling Craft CVM membership.
Okay, have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.